is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Some 50 million Americans have travel plans for Thanksgiving, and it now appears they will keep them. The CDC is pleading with Americans to stay home for Thanksgiving. CBS News national correspondent Mark Strassman says the CDC plea has been heard. It's simply too often ignored.
I get it, but it's Thanksgiving, and people want to be with their families.
Tell that to the governor in Washington State.
We have to understand that the house is on fire right now.
And in Minnesota.
Each day I'm going to stand in front of you and tell you that we've hit another record number of deaths.
By one measure, COVID-19 is now America's third leading killer, behind heart disease and cancer. Every day, in endless ways, the virus's third surge threatens.
New cases and hospitalizations have been smashing daily records. There are 47 states in the COVID red zone, according to the White House Coronavirus Task Force. The third surge of the virus has raised the U.S. death toll above the quarter of a million mark. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's leading infectious disease expert, says all Americans should follow the COVID safety protocols until the vaccine is approved and distributed for everyone.
We're in a very, very difficult situation at all levels. So I think I would hope that the people who are pushing back on the recommendations for mitigation measures just look at the numbers, look at the facts. They're staring us right in the face.
Dr. Fauci also says Americans can trust the safety of FDA-approved vaccines. And we check now with Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan. He was asked by CNN about all the tactics the Trump team is employing to make President Donald Trump appear the winner of the 2020 presidential election.
We're the most respected country with respect to elections, and now we're beginning to look like we're a banana republic.
President-elect Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, tells ABC's this week.
Everything Donald Trump's doing now is bad for our democracy. It's bad for our position, our image in the world. But it's not going to change what happens here when we get a new president next year.
The FDA has authorized emergency use of the antibody cocktail given to President Trump to treat COVID-19. The treatment, RegenCoV-2, has been infused into the bloodstream and is meant to mimic an immune response to infection. Columbia University has temporarily banned 70 students from campus who violated coronavirus travel rules by going to Turks and Caicos. The MBA students cannot enter campus until December 1st and have to complete their academic obligations by attending class virtually. A federal judge has tossed out a closely watched lawsuit that sought to invalidate millions of Pennsylvania votes in the election. This is CBS.
Today, stronger immunity and better nutrition are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. That's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
This stuff is fabulous. Your commercials don't even do it justice. The energy, everything, it's just amazing. People say to me, your skin looks so nice lately. Thank you. It's Balance of Nature. It's amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
When you surf the web, there's lots to be wary of. Hackers, predators.
Thanks for your banking information, Mary. Mark, thank you for all your passwords. What happened? I can't see anything. They must be using IP Vanish.
IP Vanish utilizes military-grade encryption and works worldwide using over 1,500 servers in 70 locations. For a limited time, secure unmetered devices on one account and save 73% off an annual subscription. Go to ipvanish.com/privacy. ipvanish.com/privacy.
Spending Thanksgiving alone because of COVID-19 fears? You'll have plenty of company. CBS's Maria Garcia explains.
We've been hearing it for weeks. Health officials urging Americans to skip large gatherings for Thanksgiving and avoid the spread of COVID-19. But many people have decided to spend Turkey Day alone and avoid seeing any family members altogether, especially older relatives who are at higher risk. Arthur Mercado lives in Manhattan and usually spends the holidays with his parents in the Bronx.
This is going to be my first Thanksgiving alone ever. But my parents are elderly, and I'd rather skip it than take a chance on it.
Many people are turning to Zoom for a socially distanced and safe celebration. Maria Garcia, CBS News.
A suburban Nashville police department is planning a memorial service for one of its own. Jacques the K-9 was shot and killed when a man fired into a Laverne patrol car. His handler was not hurt. The suspect later died after a chase and exchanging of gunfire with officers. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.